Hello and welcome to the latest Slough Town interview. I'm joined by manager Neil Baker after a disappointing day.
Yeah, really disappointing. Poor performance all round. I don't think many can come off with too much credit, if I'm honest. It was a poor start. Thought Frome were quicker, used the ball better and looked more dangerous than we did.
Why do you think that was? You know, we've had a few slower starts. Earlier in the season, we were coming out firing, getting ahead early. More recently, it seems that we've been going a goal, maybe even a couple of goals down, and, you know, putting ourselves in a difficult position.
Yeah, it's difficult to put your finger on it. We just said in the change room, it's actually been four Saturdays on the bounce that we haven't played great here, and it's really disappointing. Obviously, we had a great win on Tuesday night, and we'd had a good win against Stratford, and, you know, a win today would have been massive for us, but we just didn't start well. I thought there was a miscommunication. I think Guy called for the ball and Stoney sort of got in his way, and we ended up giving a free kick away when you know, we're in control of the situation. I think Scotty's apparently should have come maybe for the goal. It was cheap. It was easy. And, you know, they haven't really had to do much to be 1-0 up. There's good ball in from Davis. He's a quality player, to be honest. They're seven. But we just did not play at all first half. You know, uncharacteristic mistakes from, you know, Togs and Dunny and Dobbo not getting his quality right. Putz wasn't in the game. You know, you can go round the whole team today and say that people weren't on it. And, you know, there's no reason or anything like that. It's just football, and it's why it's frustrating.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of perhaps threes, fours, where you're needing seven as eights consistently out there, and it's, you know, as you say, it's frustrating. A little bit of a call on the whole team selection to start off with. Obviously, the Niz's suspension was over. There was an opportunity to pull him. You went with keeping Nathan and Sean in there. What was the rationale?
Well, you know, they've kept a clean sheet against Banbury, defended well, and, you know, having looked at the two games prior, you know, Niz had made a couple of mistakes in the previous game, and we felt it was the right thing to do. You know, in hindsight, maybe we should have put Niz back in, but, you know, football, that's football. You know, it's a decision we made. We stand by the decision. It didn't work out for us today. But listen, it wasn't just us defensively today. It was all over the pitch. We just weren't at it at all. I don't think we played much football. When we were trying to turn teams, you know, trying to turn them, we were under hitting the ball. And I mean, I don't think it helped with an extremely poor referee. You know, I know the referee. You know, he's a local guy, Tristan. Nice guy, but for me, I thought he was out of his depth today. Thought he got his cards out too early, and I think he had opportunities where he's got to listen to his you know, assistants, and he's making decisions from the middle of the pitch when somebody's better placed. So, you know, there's so many things today that didn't go for us.
And in terms of Frome, they obviously came here. They were, as you say, they were sharp. They were hungry. They looked up for it. Mm-hmm. You know, they made it difficult.
Absolutely. You know, most sides will come here and do that. You know, no side's going to come here and just sort of, you know,
roll over
and let us turn them over. I think we've the last few games we've been a bit predictable. I think we need a change. I think we need, you know, we need to. It's no secret that we're looking to try and bring in a centre forward in, just to mix it up a little bit. You know, Gavin James is getting closer, but he's been out for 11 weeks now, and, you know, he's going to need to get himself match fit. And listen, it's a massive frustration for us. We had three strikers who were on fire early on in the season, and we've had two of them out for 11 and 12 weeks, which is a massive blow. And whilst we've sort of been getting away with it, I think now's the time that we really need to do something, because it's not quite working.
Yeah, and in terms of not quite working, as you say, it's all over the pitch. You know, the clean sheets, the spine of the team. You had players performing week after week, high performances. That seems to have dropped off a little bit. Has the confidence gone with it? What's the mood in the dressing room like?
Well, listen, you've got to remember, we have come off the back of two wins, so We've taken 7 points from the last three games, so it's not like disastrous form or anything like that. It was a bad day. It was a bad day, and I think the only thing is it's been creeping in a little bit over the last sort of few weeks, and that's what we've just said in the change room. You know, we need players to stand up and fight. You know, and listen, they're all honest lads, and none of them give it up easy or anything like that. But I just thought today, quality wise, we weren't right at it, and I think they probably outworked us, which is something that we've done to most sides this season. We outwork teams, and that's what gives you the extra space and time to put in balls, and I just felt that they outworked us today, and that was disappointing.
Yeah, and it seemed almost as if there was a little bit more, I don't know, desperation in the play, particularly when we got behind so early. Then there was a little bit more pressure to get the ball quicker forward, as opposed to perhaps taking your time and playing that football and you know, letting it come.
Yeah, I don't think we created much at all today. I think, you know, you look first half, I don't really think we've caused them any problems at all. I think they've, you know, we've played, you know, anything that we have played, we've played in front of them. I think that we played one nice little passing sequence when I think Putt's got the ball and played it to Dunny and come off Dunny, and I think he's ended up having a shot which has gone wide. I think that's the only time in the first half we played any football. You know, I think we tried a little bit more second half, but a game without the quality, you know, which we're used to. And listen, it's a bad day. What has worked in our favour is the results have gone our way, really. You know, it's been a good day for us results wise. So
yeah, with Leamington losing, Chippenham's going getting
abandoned, Merthyr losing, yeah, absolutely. The side slightly, you know, below, not necessarily winning as well. So it hasn't been a horrendous day for us, but it's we've got a massive game now Tuesday, and we've said to the lads they've got to come and really fight, because it's going to be a tough game at Chippenham, and we're going to have to do one or two things, I'm sure, before then.
Yeah, and then it's a little bit of a gap then till the next game. With MK Drotton drawing today, it means that game's off on the 13th, so then you've got a whole kind of almost, you know, period up until that game on the 17th here at Arbour Park. It's probably what you don't want. You want to get football flowing again, don't you?
No, not necessarily. I'll be honest. I didn't know about the MK Dons drawing game, so we'll have to deal with that. If I'm brutally honest, maybe a little rest could probably do us some good. We can get in and train. You know, it gives Gavin James a little bit more time to get himself fit for the 17th. Maybe it's not the worst timing in the world.
Okay, as you say, tough game Tuesday night at Chippenham. You want to bounce back and take some points from it.
Yeah, listen, it's you know, we're not saying that we've got to go there and beat them, but you've got to try and not get beat. And it'll be a tough game. We've been up to see Chippenham this season. They're a big, strong, physical side. Got two excellent forwards in Sandell and Pratt. We know it'll be a tough evening. So obviously we've got to get there from work and whatever else. So that won't be easy.
Excellent. Well, thanks ever so much for your time and reflecting on, you know, disappointing result. Hope for a better Tuesday.
Cheers, John.
Thanks.